This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State health officials say COVID hospitalizations are dropping but are still quite high at 829 patients. Spokesman Scott Bookman says 78% are unvaccinated.
We really need to see these hospitalizations go down significantly before we're going to feel comfortable with the hospital capacity that we have as we start going into the colder weather season and people start moving indoors.
COVID cases are rising in Moffitt, Grand, and Mesa counties, the Eastern Plains, and the San Luis Valley. Unionized workers who keep Denver's airport clean throughout the pandemic are on strike. Fred Manu says frontline workers were often called heroes. Well, now they want heroes' pay.
The money that they pay us is very bad, and they don't respect us. That's the most important. They don't respect the employees. So we have to let them know that we are helping these airports.
Janitors make $17 an hour. A Chicano activist from Denver is featured on today's Google search homepage. Rodolfo Corky Gonzalez inspired Mexican Americans to fight for their rights. The tribute highlights the poet and boxer's decades of community outreach. Geraldine Gonzalez was his wife.
The Chicano movement was for our children to understand their culture, who they were, and they had worth. We were married 56 years, and I supported him in everything he did.
The Gonzalez family founded the country's first private school focused on Mexican American culture 51 years ago today. This is CPR News.